Hey there, Sizzle and Scotty coming at you with a fantastic recipe. And I love taking new things to the tailgate. It's taking things right out of the test kitchen and serving them up to the masses and seeing how things go. Now, I've got an amazing spinach artichoke dip that has always impressed at the tailgate. People love seeing it out there, and pretty soon it's gone. Now, let's jump right into our ingredients. We're going to need 8 ounces of fresh spinach. We're going to need a 14-ounce can of artichokes. We're going to need 8 ounces of cream cheese, 1 cup of sour cream, 1 cup of mozzarella cheese, a half a teaspoon of garlic powder, a half a teaspoon of onion powder, and a half to a quarter of a teaspoon of salt. I like to start with a quarter teaspoon of salt and then go from there. Now, we're going to chop all those artichokes up into bite-sized pieces. Cut the sour cream into about 8 pieces. This is going to help it melt evenly. Now, in your slow cooker, add the cream cheese, the chopped artichokes, the sour cream, the mozz cheese, the garlic powder, the onion powder, and the salt. Mix it all up. Place the spinach on top of this mixture. Now, cover the slow cooker and set it to low. Let it cook for about 2 hours. After an hour, open up the slow cooker and stir the dip to help that spinach get incorporated into the dip. Now, once the dip is warm and creamy and fully blended, transfer it to a serving bowl. Serve this up with crackers, bread, or even veggie sticks for dipping. This is awesome. One thing I'm going to tell you, though, friends, use fresh spinach in this recipe. And if you want to make it a little cheesier, you can always add a little bit of cheddar to give an extra layer of that cheesy goodness. And don't be afraid to put a little red pepper or diced jalapeno to give this a spicy twist. This is a fan favorite, and I know that you'll love it. Give it a try. You can find this awesome spinach artichoke dip podcast at www.pmn2.com. Until next time, this is Sizzle and Scotty.